Have you ever ended your workday feeling like you were busy all day, but didn't actually accomplish anything important? This is a very common issue for many small business owners. With endless to-do lists and constant distractions, it's so easy to get caught up in tasks that don't really move the needle. In today's episode, I'm sharing 5 proven strategies to help you identify and prioritize those high-value tasks that will push your business forward. Let's get ready to stop spinning your wheels and start making real progress. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I am sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, small business owners. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for spending a little time this week to hang out with me and learn a little bit more about how we can prioritize tasks that actually help us move our business forward. So I'm going to be real here for a second with you. Running a business can feel like we're juggling 47 different balls at once. We've got emails coming in. We've got clients needing attention. And don't even get me started on the admin work. It's so easy to feel like we're always reacting to the latest fire, only to look up at 5 p.m. and realize we didn't actually accomplish anything towards our big goals. We didn't make any progress on our big goals. And if you're listening right now and you're nodding along, I want you to know you're not alone. The reality is that we can't do it all, but we can make sure the things that we do focus on actually count. Prioritizing tasks properly is the key to working smarter, not harder. Yes, I know we hear that phrase all over the place, but I want you to know that prioritizing tasks is the key to accomplishing that, so that you can make significant progress without getting overwhelmed. We want to be strategic with how we choose what to do next, right? We don't want to look at our to-do list and start at the top and cherry pick the things that we like to do. We don't want to look at our to-do list and just say, I'm going to do the first thing and then the next thing and then the next thing until my time runs out. Both of those methods are not being strategic. So today I'm going to walk you through 5 powerful strategies to help you identify and prioritize those high-value tasks that truly move the needle in your business. And the fun thing about this is that I don't even have to be on the back end of your business. I don't need to know your offers. I don't need to know your marketing strategies. I don't need to know what you're thinking of doing next, because these strategies will work when you apply them to your own business, regardless of what you have going on. All right, let's start. Strategy number 1 is to start with clarity. So before we can even prioritize, we need to be crystal clear on what matters most in our own business. And this is going to be deeply personal and deeply meaningful for you. Your business, my business, your best friend's business is not the same. And so what matters most to you is going to be completely different from me. And that's why this clarity is so important. Without this clarity, it's so easy to get stuck in the day-to-day grind, reacting to whatever is urgent at that moment. But here's the thing I want you to know. Urgent doesn't always mean important. So I want you to take a moment and think about your long-term goals. What does success look like for your business 1 year from now? And if you can easily do that, go ahead and think 2 or 3 years from now. If 1 year already feels like a stretch, that's fine. Stay there and figure out what does success look like for you and your business 1 year from now. If you don't have a clear picture of where you want to go, it's tough to figure out what tasks will actually get you there. So as an example, if your goal is to increase revenue, then high-value tasks are going to be the ones that directly contribute to generating leads, nurturing relationships, and driving sales, right? Bringing in that revenue. Tasks like tweaking your website, updating your email list, they might feel important, but they don't have the same direct impact on your revenue goals. So I want you to take a step back, pause this podcast if you need to, define what your long-term goals are, and then ask yourself, what tasks will get me closer to these goals? And once you have that figured out, everything else can be deprioritized for now. Whoa, did you hear that? Everything else can be deprioritized for now. It's time to put those blinders on, business owners. It's time to really focus on where we want to go and exactly what we need to do to get there. So I want to give an example of this. I recently had a discovery call with a potential client, and we were just talking about where she was in her business and where her goals were and what she wanted. And so she clearly laid out where her goals were. And then when I asked her, what are your challenges? What's getting in the way of you reaching those goals? It became clear, I'm working too much and I'm too much stuck in the weeds. I don't have automations. I don't delegate. I'm just doing it all. But when I actually looked at what was happening in her business, there were some clear priorities that were jumping off the page in order for her to reach her goals. But when we look at the time she was spending, she wasn't spending time on those clear priorities. So for her, she was hosting a lead generation event in a couple of weeks. And there were tasks that needed to be done in order for that lead gen event to be successful. On the back end of that lead gen event, she wants to obviously sell her program and her services. And so the goal right now, the priority right now, is to make that lead gen event as successful as possible and prepare for that selling on the back end. All the other things she wants to do, I need to be more visible, I need to do this, I need to do that, those things have to be deprioritized. And so during that call, it really helped her focus on, you have this live event coming up. It's a collaboration event. There are tasks that need to be done to make this a success. That's where your priority is. Make your to-do list with only those tasks. Everything else is pushed aside for now. Right, so start with clarity. We need that first. Strategy number 2 is using the time to impact calculator. This is one of the most helpful tools I've found for prioritizing tasks in our business. And it's a tool I created for members of the Profitable Small Business Club, and it's been so helpful when it comes to identifying tasks that truly drive results. The idea behind it is simple, really. You evaluate each task based on 2 factors: how long it will take and how much impact it will have. And when you use this tool, you can quickly see which tasks are worth your time and which ones are just busy work disguised as productivity. So let me give you an example of how this could work. I recently ran a time freedom challenge inside the club to help members with how they were spending their time, and then, of course, what their next steps would be. So we started with doing a time audit so that everyone could realize how they're spending their hours every week, whether that's repetitive admin tasks, whether that's responding to client inquiries, whether that's updating spreadsheets, organizing files, whatever it is. I encourage the members to track and write down everything that they were doing, because this is now the data that we can look at to make decisions about. So sure, you feel busy, but these tasks aren't actually moving the needle towards your goals. And once you realize that with using this tool, then you can clearly see what you need to possibly eliminate completely, what you need to shift and delegate to either an automation or a person, and then what you as the business owner really needs to focus on. This allows you to free up hours in your week, but also helps you increase your revenue without working more. And I think that's what most of us want to do, right? The point here is that not all tasks are created equal. And by using this tool, you can start identifying which ones are worth your time and which ones you need to stop doing or delegating. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, then I encourage you to hop over to the Small Business Club, Profitable Small Business Club, and check it out. I'll leave the link in the show notes for you. But it's a low-cost membership, which you can learn how to reach your revenue goals by working 25 hours a week or less. And this Time to Impact Calculator is one of the tools inside the club that can really help you do that. All right, strategy number three is leveraging the Eisenhower Matrix. So this is another tool that I highly recommend. And if you haven't heard of it before, here's the basic breakdown. This is a matrix, so think of it like we've got four boxes, and it helps you categorize your tasks based on two criteria, urgency and importance. So we've got urgent and important tasks. These are things that need immediate attention. So it could be a client emergency. It could be an upcoming deadline. It could be dealing with some crisis. Hopefully not, but they happen. These are the things that you have to drop everything for to go and fix, right? They are urgent. They are also important. And then we've got important, but not urgent. These are more the long-term drivers of your business. So for example, strategic planning, product development, relationship building activities. These won't blow up your day if they don't get done immediately, but they are critical for your long-term growth. So they're not urgent, there's no impending deadline, but they are important because they're directly tied to revenue generating. And then the next box, you've got urgent, but not important. These are the tasks that can feel urgent, but that don't actually matter in the grand scheme of things. Things like responding to emails as soon as they hit your inbox, handling administrative tasks that don't directly contribute to your goals. And what we want to do here is try to automate and delegate as much and as many of the tasks that fall into this box. And then the last box is not urgent and not important. So it doesn't have an impending deadline that's soon, and it's not directly revenue generating. Now, you know what I'm going to call these tasks, right? These are distractions. The tasks that eat up your time without giving you anything back in return. Things like endlessly scrolling, social media, reorganizing your workspace, spending hours on that perfect caption for the post that no one asked for. Right. I know you've got these ideas in your head because we all have these distractions. We all have tasks which are not urgent and not important. So the point of this matrix is that when you've got a long list of tasks, you start going through them and start plugging the tasks into each of these boxes. Is this task urgent? Does it have an impending deadline? And is it revenue generating? Okay, then it goes in a certain box. If this task is not urgent and not important, then you put it in that box. If it's urgent but not revenue generating, then it goes in that box. And those are the things I want to try and get off my plate as business owner. See where this is going here, right? The goal is to spend the bulk of your time in the important but not urgent category, because these are the tasks that actually move your business forward. And the key here is that you want to stop letting the urgent tasks distract you from the important ones. Important to remember is revenue generating. Urgent just means it has a deadline. So if, as we are able to get things off our plate, as we are able to prioritize and plan, we should be seeing less and less urgent tasks because we've planned ahead for them, because we've got a system and a process in place for them to get done. All right. Strategy number four is batching and blocking time. Now, if you're anything like me, you've probably found yourself bouncing between tasks all day long, or at least some days, right? You're answering emails and you're jumping on calls and you're doing admin work and then you're this and then you're that. But that's not the best use of your time. It's not allowing you to be as efficient and productive as you need to be. We already know that switching between tasks is exhausting and inefficient. The science already tells us that. But sometimes it sneaks in and we end up working that way. And so this is where batching and time blocking can really come in, because it helps us from doing that context switching, bouncing back and forth from one thing to another. So I talk a lot about this in one of my previous episodes, episode 93, why batching may not have worked for you in the past. So if you haven't had to listen to that episode, I highly encourage you go back and check that one out. But basically, batching is grouping similar tasks together so that you can knock them out in one focused block of time. So as an example, instead of writing a little bit of content here and there throughout the day, set aside an hour or 2 hours to write your blog posts, to write your social media, to write your email campaigns. Once you're in that mode of writing, it becomes much easier to do a couple more than just do the one that you have to do right now. This reduces the mental load of constantly switching between different types of tasks. Okay, so that's a little bit about batching. And then time blocking. So this means scheduling specific windows of time for certain activities. So as an example, you might block off from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. every day as your deep work, your growth hour time, where you're only focusing on those high value tasks that require your undivided attention. So my friends, that is not your emails. That is not your distractions. That's just uninterrupted work time. No phones beeping, no emails, no Slack, no team requests, just you with blinders on, focusing on that deep, high-level work that needs your attention. This ensures that most important tasks that are on your list get done first. Important meaning revenue generating, right? So you get those tasks done before the smaller, less important tasks creep in. Because we all know they're going to be creeping in, no doubt. And if we give them all the time that we have, they will fill that up. So we want to block time and say, this time is not for the less important tasks. This is for my high value, deep work where I need to be thinking without interruption. So both of these, time blocking and batching, can not only help you stay focused, but they also reduce decision fatigue. You don't have to waste time figuring out what to do next. You already know because you've scheduled it. All right. And lastly, strategy number five, regularly review and adjust your priorities. Okay. So I'm going to get a little real with you. No matter how much planning you do, no matter how much you try and make things fit into a box, it's not going to. Things are going to to change. You're going to have to adapt and adjust. Sometimes your priorities shift. Sometimes a new opportunity pops up that requires your immediate attention. And that's why it's crucial to regularly review and adjust your priorities. And the best way that I have found to do that is through a weekly CEO Power Hour. So I've said it before and I'll say it again, a CEO Power Hour is non-negotiable. This is 1 hour each and every week dedicated to working on your business, not just in your business. And during this hour, you should review your priorities, assess what's working, and adjust your plan for the week. In fact, this is something that I sometimes harp on the members within the Profitable Small Business Club to incorporate into their business. Each week, our members take 60 minutes to review their week's tasks, to look at their results, and decide, if anything, what needs to shift. And it has been such an eye-opener for them in terms of staying focused and ensuring they weren't spending time on things that didn't align with their goals. So by taking that hour to reflect and course correct, they were able to reclaim their time and really focus on what moved the needle. So if you'd like some help in figuring out, okay, I've got this 1 hour, it's non-negotiable. Now, what in the world do I do during this 1 hour? Then you can download my CEO Power Hour playbook at ceoamplify.ca/powerhour. I'll put that link in the show notes as well so that if you're out and about, you can grab it later. And this will help you get started on what exactly I need to do during this 1 hour. Trust me, this hour will become your most valuable investment. All right, so there you have it. 5 strategies to help you prioritize your tasks that truly matter. Friends, it's not about doing more. It's about doing the right things. Starting with clarity, using tools like the Time to Impact Calculator, the Eisenhower Matrix, batching, blocking, and most importantly, committing to a weekly CEO Power Hour. So if you're ready to start working smarter, not harder, then head over to the ceoamplify.ca/powerhour to download this playbook. And if you're looking for some support to help you prioritize and grow and scale your business, then please check out the Profitable Small Business Club. Thanks for listening. And remember, when you focus on what truly matters, you'll accomplish more, stress less, and finally feel like you're really making progress. Take care, and I can't wait to share with you next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoyed today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.